Adjournment for the House on July 20th, and we are here for a work session. I'll open a work session on House Bill, on Senate Bill 290A. Okay, I have a...
I move that we refer Senate Bill 290A to the House Committee on
Budget.
State and Federal
Budget. On budget.
The Budget.
Yep.
To the House Budget Committee without recommendation.
All right. Representative Jensen moves Senate Bill 290A to the Committee on Budget with a due pass, no recommendation.
Without recommendation.
Without recommendation, yeah. Discussions? Representative Barnhart, did you have anything?
No, I was going to preempt him on the motion, but he's made it, so okay. we're saying.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'd like to discuss that motion.
Yes. Okay.
I would be inclined to move this bill with a due pass recommendation to the Budget Committee.
I have been encouraged to send it without recommendation, but would you like to talk about your reasons?
Sure, I'd be happy to talk about my reasons. This is a bill that addresses a program that was approved by the legislature before I was even here. Some of the members of this committee participated in that. And the bill was passed with, at most, a handful of no votes in the entire process when the program was first initiated. We have struggled with this program to make it real for the voters of Oregon, the homeowners, business owners of Oregon, for a long time. And I think we ought to support it and tell the Budget Committee that we think it ought to be enacted.
It's my understanding that there will be some amendments made to this that could be significant. I'm not really sure what they are, but only the Budget Committee would know that. And so I am a little hesitant that we send it with recommendation when it may be changed substantially or not at all. Who knows?
Mr. Chair, if I might.
Certainly.
That, in fact, is precisely the reason that I think we ought to say that we think this bill, Senate Bill 290A, should be passed. Our recommendation does not pertain to any future version of the bill. If they change it, then our recommendation on passage is no longer operative. But I think it sends a message if we endorse the bill in its current form. And in fact, I'd rather endorse it in its current form than in some form that is mysterious.
Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to amend the motion to change the words without recommendation to the words with a due pass recommendation.
Let me inquire if it's my understanding that if we pass that, fine. If we tie, that could kill... Pardon me?
Then the amendment fails, and we're back on the original motion.
Okay. All right, good. All right, we have a motion to amend. Representative Barnhart moves that we amend to a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion on the amendment?
Mr. Chair, I would simply note that my intention in making that amendment motion is that I am persuaded by a good representative from Portland's argument, and I concur in it.
All right. Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, clerk will call a roll.
Representative Jensen?
No.
Representative Nolan?
Aye.
Representative Lynn?
Excused.
Representative Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Representative Berard?
Nay.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Chair Anderson?
Chair votes no. The amendment has been defeated. The motion we have before us is to send Senate Bill 290A to the Budget Committee with a due pass and no recommendation.
No recommendation.
With no recommendation.
With no recommendation. Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
No.
Representative Lynn? Representative Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Representative Berard?
Aye.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Chair Anderson?
Aye. Senate Bill 290A has been passed to the Budget Committee. We are going to close the work session on 298. We'll open the work session on Senate Bill 496. Staff would like to summarize the bill.
Yes. Mr. Chair, we've heard this bill before. It is commonly referred to as the Forest Legacy Bill, and it deals with setting up a process by which Oregon could make itself eligible to receive certain federal funding for the preservation of easements or purchase or other types of activities that are designed to preserve forested areas, largely those that are nearby urban or urbanizing areas. The bill at this point does have a referral to it to the Ways and Means Committee.
Do we need to have that rescinded?
You can do that by a simple motion that would rescind that, and if it's your pleasure, replace that with a referral to the Budget Committee.
Okay.
If you want to keep it alive, you're going to want to rescind that.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Can we do that all in one motion?
Yes.
Rescind and...
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Jensen.
I would move that we rescind the subsequent referral to the Joint Ways and Means Committee on Senate Bill 496 and send Senate Bill 496 to the House Budget Committee. With no recommendation.
No recommendation. Representative Jensen moves that Senate Bill 496 be sent to the Budget Committee after rescinding its movement to the House Ways and Means Committee, and that that move will be without recommendation. Discussion. Representative Burhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I move to amend the motion by substituting the words with a due pass recommendation for the words without recommendation.
All right.
And may I speak to the motion?
Yes.
Thank you. This is a bill that's been before the committee before. We heard lots of testimony about it. It's an issue that's been brought before the legislature a number of times. The bill is very simple. It simply allows the state to move forward with the federal Forest Legacy Program, and something that we ought to be supporting, and which this committee ought to support in front of the Budget Committee. The bill does not need any amendment. It's in perfectly good shape as it is now.
All right. Further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rosemont.
I'd speak in favor of this amendment. Unlike the previous bill, we did have, I think, a pretty lengthy hearing on this bill, as I remember, and I'm looking through my testimony, and all of it seems to be supportive of the bill. So it didn't appear that anybody appeared in opposition to the bill. And so, I mean, rather than just sort of being I hate to use the word rubber stamp, but it seems like at this late date in the session, to send the bill along at least with some encouragement to the Budget Committee to take it up would be appropriate for us, and I would support doing that.
Okay. Remembering back to our hearings on this bill, I think if I recall, some of the concerns that some had was that this would be bringing private lands into federal and state or county or city municipal possession, or could, and that had some concerns for many. I personally would be in favor of seeing some changes to this bill were it in our aegis to do so. If it were to include many of the large parcels of land that are presently in private ownership that could be kept in private ownership with Representative Burley's bill, but that does not seem to be in the cards at this point, at least, and will have to be considered by the Committee on Budget. So we have an amendment on the floor to...
Mr. Chair, may I speak briefly?
Yes, you certainly can. Representative Nolan.
I notice in the staff summary that there is neither a revenue impact from this on this bill, nor a fiscal impact on this bill, which suggests to me that the issue is entirely substantive and policy. That's the purview of this committee to address. And I think we actually fail in our duty if we do not offer a recommendation on the bill. It's a policy bill. This is a policy committee.
What are the implications of a recommendation to a committee? They're not really bound by that, I wouldn't think.
No.
No.
It's a recommendation.
Simply a recommendation.
All right. Hearing no further discussion, the clerk will call a roll on the amendment.
Representative Nolan?
Yes.
Representative Lynn?
Excused.
Representative Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Nay.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Nay.
Chair Anderson?
Chair votes nay as well. All right, we have the motion on Senate Bill 496 before us. Clerk, call the roll on the motion.
Representative Nolan?
No.
Representative Lynn?
Excuse.
No.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Chair Anderson?
Aye. Senate Bill 496 has received the constitutional majority and is declared passed. And with that, we will close the work session on Senate Bill 496 and close the Committee of Environment. Thank you all for your presence.